True Medical Missionary Work. 1902. In our large gatherings, there should be presented the work that the Lord has revealed to me should be done through the medical missionary work. This work is God's helping hand to uplift, to restore, to do works of necessity which shall relieve the suffering, the sick, the poor, the needy, and helpless. I have a message to declare. All this is the gospel practiced. Then to have the large prices charged for a few minutes' labor for the cases that need to be considered is pronounced of God fraudulent and puts a blotch upon medical missionary work that will never be removed from many minds. The words are repeated in a sarcastic tone. Medical missionary work. I am so sorry that I am having my confidence shaken in men whom I hoped would prove true in test and trial. I do not want that the medical missionary work shall be stigmatized and sneered at, because our young physician practitioners have not the real, genuine sense of discrimination to know what medical missionary work comprehends. There is a work done by physicians requiring a physician's fee, and where the missionary part of it comes in, I would be pleased fully to comprehend by the development in practice. This is considered the right hand of the gospel message to our world. Is it so? We need a different standard of work. Our physicians need much less of self and much more of the true spirit of the missionary work. I hope, my brethren and sisters, that you will have a correct view of these matters. We have need to live up to our colors. I wish physicians were all imbued with the spirit of the great medical missionary worker. When physicians and ministers are under the working of the Holy Spirit of God, much good work will be done bearing the true signature of medical missionary work.